This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Give it our best shot. 4 o'clock. Welcome back. Halfway home here on a Friday. Crisello, Matt Scraby together in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. We'll be back on Tuesday. We're all off on Monday, Scrabe. Extra day. 3-day weekend.
What are you going to do with your extra day?
Same thing I do with a 2-day weekend.
Hang out with Kylie?
Sit around, yeah. 3-day weekend just give me an extra day to sit around normally. Let's see. There's really no Padre news of any kind to pass along to you today.
Not really.
Connor Joe, Jason Hayward, among those who were at camp today, they spoke to our Sammy Levitt. You can hear all of those interviews and things on our webpage, 973thefansd.com.
I thought also Connor Twitter, Joe, at 973thefansd.
Okay. Connor Joe had some cool things to say about growing up in San Diego, though, and rubbing shoulders with the likes of, he said Tony Gwynn lived down the street from him.
Yep.
We're not talking Tony Gwynn Jr. We're talking Tony Gwynn.
Well, I guess Tony Gwynn Jr.
Right, Tony Gwynn Jr. would have lived down the street as well. Good point.
Him and his ferret that he wanted.
I wonder if Tony Gwynn Jr. took the golf cart they bought him 1 year down to Connor Joe's house.
Maybe. I don't know. Connor Joe's much younger than Tony.
Yeah, I know. The only reason I mentioned that is, remember we talked about best gifts we ever got? And Tony opened with, I got a golf cart. I'm like, who gets a golf cart?
We were both like, excuse me?
Golf cart.
Yeah, and then his number one was his private jet that he got.
No, he's not. He's still looking for the private jet. Also, Jason Hayward. You can hear from him on the website or Twitter. There's no big moves around baseball. Arizona signed a reliever, Kendall Graveman.
I guess
he's had a little success.
The Alex Bregman deal is done now. It's official.
Well, it was done. Yankees right-hander Marcus Stroman came to Yankee camp today and was asked if he would be willing to contribute in the bullpen.
Hold on. Give me some time. I didn't know where we're going this
direction. Oh, do you have this quote?
Yes, because you have to hear the tone of everything.
I know that you don't want to do this, but I just, saying it the way he did just seemed to probably not going to make people in New York too happy.
Yeah, the question is a part of it. This is from Yes Network.
Okay.
Considering your pedigree, could you handle being a reliever?
I'm going to start.
So right now, you're the sixth starter, so how do you handle that?
See how it plays out. I'm a starter.
You do not want to pitch in the bullpen?
I won't pitch in the bullpen. I'm a starter.
Here's why he was asked that. Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Clark Schmidt, and the rookie from a year ago, Luis Gil.
Oh, yeah.
Spelled Gil, but
yes.
Gil.
Yes.
So Stroman is really the sixth guy. But he's not going to pitch in the bullpen, apparently, for the Yankees.
I don't know how I feel about this. Maybe we need to talk about this later, because
yeah.
We don't have time now.
Maybe he's just to do what's best for him, and
exactly.
That's just important. All right, you're right. There's not really much else in the way of headlines. Let's go to today's Chris vs. the Fans contest.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Here are the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you are a first-time player! Thank you for a better effort today.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. Just let us know before you play, and you'll get that first question for free today. And what we are playing for today, two things. A trip... A qualification for a trip to Las Vegas for the Motley Crue just announced their brand new Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM, March 28th through April 19th. You'll be qualified for a chance to win a trip to Vegas to see the show live, including two tickets to the show, plus a hotel stay at Park MGM. Get your tickets now for that show at Ticketmaster.com. Also, you will win a pair of tickets to the San Diego State basketball game against Boise State. February 18th? Is that right?
No.
That's, yeah.
It's February 15th. It's tomorrow night.
That's what I thought. February 15th. Okay. Grab tickets at GoAztecs.com. Let me get to our first contestant.
We have to do this. Is there anything you could put on the television like paint drying?
Okay, why?
Because the NBA All-Star Skills Challenge is not going to do it for me.
Oh, I can do the... Oh, wait. This is the celebrity version.
No kidding. It's not only the celebrity version, but have you heard of any of the celebrities?
No.
I haven't.
I'll keep watching.
I don't feel like I'm that out of touch. I know a lot of celebrities. I don't know any of these. Go ahead. Pick our first contestant. Let's play ball.
All right. Let's go to Sean.
Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here we go. What does Major League Baseball rub on the baseballs before they are put in play?
Rosin?
Rosin.
Rosin.
Chris?
Mississippi mud.
I would have accepted mud, but...
Just mud
you would have accepted? Mississippi mud is what they call it. Sorry about that, Sean.
Sorry, Sean.
I thought... Is that not question number one? I feel kind of weird about that question, to be honest.
Can't go back now, Scrabe.
Okay, here we go to our next contestant. Let's go to Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Of course, thanks for calling
in. Appreciate
that,
Nick.
All right,
nice.
Here we go. What state is the Daytona 500 raced in?
Florida.
Florida is correct. All right. Let's go to question
number. And it's this weekend.
Yes.
The Super Bowl of auto racing.
Yes.
Another thing that
Super
always...
Bowl of NASCAR.
I'm sorry, NASCAR. Always felt that was strange that the Super Bowl is like one of the first events of the year, but that's just me. Don't you find that to be strange?
Nah. All right, now you put it like that. I guess it's like the kickoff to the year.
Okay.
Now I'm going to think about that all weekend. Nick, which Hall of Fame boxer wanted to back out of an upcoming fight because he had a dream he was going to kill his opponent in the ring?
Oh my God.
Wow, that's pretty random. That sounds something like Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Are my questions too random today?
A little. I didn't realize. Was it Canelo Alvarez? I don't know boxing too well, but that's the one that's coming up, I thought.
You are alive, one. Nick.
Yeah, who is?
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, okay. Wait. I thought it was something that was happening Like now?
No, it said which Hall of Fame boxer wanted to back out of an upcoming fight.
Oh, I see. When you said upcoming fight, I thought you meant like upcoming, like next week. That's what threw me off.
Can't go back, Chris.
No, you're good, Nick. I wouldn't have got it right anyway.
It says after, it was from my book, by the way.
No, that's good.
It says after being convinced by a priest to move forward with the fight on June 24th, 1947, Robinson knocked out Jimmy Doyle in the eighth round. Jimmy Doyle died the next day.
Get out!
That's what it says.
That's a real thing that happened.
I trust
so
the
Sugar
book.
Ray, who was an amazing fighter back in that time, Sugar Ray Robinson, before Sugar Ray Leonard, people remember him, but
yes.
Yeah, Sugar Ray Robinson was an all-timer.
I thought Sugar Ray Leonard was Sugar Ray Robinson.
No, they're different. I didn't know that he knocked the kid out and then the
died next day.
And he had a dream about it.
He had a dream, and the priest had to convince him to fight. Nice I don't know.
Priest has got to...
Gotta check his search.
Check his
his admittance into heaven or something, because that couldn't have been more.
Check
wrong.
His sources.
Yeah, that was
all right, Nick, you're
thing.
Still alive.
Yeah, sorry, Nick. We're
no,
just
he's
talking
good.
Over here.
He's good.
All right. Let's see. Which golf major is the last to be played in the calendar year?
That's a three?
I guess so.
Wow.
I think it's the British Open.
British Open.
Because Chris calls it that, it is correct.
He got it.
It is the Open Championship.
It's not the Open Championship.
But Nick, you are the winner. Nice job.
Very
stay
good,
right there.
Very
I thought
good.
I was going to slip some people up because the PGA Championship used to be the last one.
It would have slipped me up. I was going to guess the PGA.
You were going to say that. Now the PGA Championship is in May.
And, so Nick, you're a winner either way. Because
nice
I would have missed it, but you didn't give me a chance to miss it.
Nice job, Nick.
You got it.
Yeah, Nick.
The British Open, this whole notion that we're supposed to call it the Open, drives me crazy.
I love it.
Speaking of our golf tournament here in San Diego this weekend, the Genesis, Davis Thompson, has the lead. After two rounds, he's a 25-year-old golfer from the University of Georgia. He shot a 6-under today. That's a good day's work. Finished up with a couple of birdies there at the end to go to 8-under par. Scottie Scheffler is in second place at -7. Scheffler shot a 5-under today, Scrabe. 3 birdies, 1 eagle.
Yeah.
No bogeys.
He did it on the par 5-6, which goes to the right a little bit along the canyon. So he hit one down the middle, and then he hit his second shot like 240 into the bunker, and then he holed out from the bunker.
Rory McIlroy is in third at -5. So, I mean,
he made his way back from -3.
You could not ask for a better list of names. I mean, Davis Thompson, you don't know, but you got both Scheffler and McIlroy. That's a great weekend coming up for golf fans.
I'm into it.
Congratulations to Nick. He wins Chris versus the fans. And we.
I have a great topic for you on the other side, Chris. We're going to talk about chess.
I'll be the judge of that.
We're going to talk about chess.
Oh, this is a good topic. We discussed this already. This is a fun topic. I'm looking forward to it.
Chess, everybody.
How can chess be a worthwhile topic?
I'll tell you.
All right, after traffic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love Mediterranean food, Spiro's, authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, SpirosCuisine.com. Chris Ella, Matt Scraby today. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back Monday. No, he won't. Let's not tell him. Maybe he'll come back Monday by accident.
You know, I've thought about this, Chris. Like, does
he know?
You think
it's a possibility?
Does he know? Because
he may not know.
He has texted us in the past on days that we have off, and he thinks we're working that day.
It's happened.
Mostly during the season when he's not really, he doesn't really know what day it is anyway.
Tony's a pretty funny guy.
He is. He's very, that's a good way of putting it.
All right. 4:19 is the time.
Yes.
All right. Scraby brought this up to me earlier, and I'm like, eh. But apparently there's a movement out there to try to make chess a little more exciting. First of all, I think chess is an amazing game. I don't get much, nor do I have really an opponent that I could play. I have played against the computer. Don't get any higher than the first or second level. You know, I've never really, really worked that hard on it.
We still need to do a thing where we play one chess game and I video it.
But I think it's a great. It's not a sport.
Okay. So you this know? Is a whole different conversation.
I know. I was going to say it's a great sport. It's a great. It's a great activity. I mean, look, you got to come up with this stuff. Do you know the number one player in the world is only 34 years old?
Yeah, Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah. And he's been the number one player in the world for 13 years.
Yeah.
So he became number one when he was 21 years old.
He's a genius.
I guess.
A chess genius,
I should say. That is incredible.
Yeah.
When he was 13 years old, he defeated Garry Kasparov.
Oh, I remember that match like it was yesterday.
I know, me too. It was on ESPN, The Ocho.
It wasn't even on The Ocho. It was like The Vente.
Anyway, he beat Kasparov, who was the greatest player to that time in the history of chess.
Mm-hmm.
He was 13 years old and he beat him.
That's crazy.
So, but anyway, that's not the point. The point is how can we make chess something that would be fun to watch? And you've intrigued me because I don't know what you could do.
Because Magnus Carlsen, the best chess player in the world, is over the way that chess is played now in the professional format.
So stodgy. Stodgy.
It's a little bit like golf in the way that you have to wear certain things. You can't yell or cheer. You have to show decorum.
Got it. But you can't show up in shorts and a sweatshirt and play in the chess tournament.
But why not? Like, Magnus Carlsen saying that, he was penalized because he showed up to a chess tournament in jeans. The best player in the world getting penalized for showing up in jeans, so he's over it. He doesn't want to do this anymore. He wants to start something new with some of the other chess people around the world.
The cool chess
Association? Cool chess guys, yeah, yeah.
The CCA?
Yeah, yeah, the CCA, the Cool Chess Association.
Yeah. Okay.
And here's how he wants to do it, because he even is... Like, he said the word he's bored during watching chess matches and stuff like that.
For him, it's like, it's easy. You know, yeah, he probably doesn't have to pay too close attention to win these matches.
So what he wants to do is he wants to change some of the way that they start the match, which is take all of the back pieces, meaning the rooks and the knights and the queen and the king and, right. and the bishop, and put them randomly all over the board for everybody so that you can't come into a match...
With a preconceived idea?
Strategy and plan. Mm. And he says better chess players will show themselves because they will be able to figure out how to win and not have this whole plan in their head the entire time.
So these pieces are just going to be at rant?
They're going to pick them
really outside the box.
It is. And he's making it better for TV, but they're going to take each player before their game and they're
Wait
going
a second,
to...
how is that better for TV, though?
Because it creates something different,
and they're bored for 6 hours.
They're already in the middle of the game because all the pieces are moved.
Yeah, okay.
And so he suggested that. He also suggested that he wants to make it faster paced with, like, they specifically mentioned what baseball did with the pitch clock. I know that they already do time, but I think time in chess, Chris, is you have a certain amount of time to complete your moves in total, right?
Right, I'm sure.
It's not like one turn.
Right,
you have
each move
seconds.
Is not timed. It's the entire, okay.
So he wants to maybe put a pitch clock type thing in there. He also wants to add interviews during a match, so when you make a move, you go into this room and you interview while the other player's making a move and you tell them why you made that move.
Okay, that would be somewhat interesting, especially for people that know the game.
Heart rate monitors to see when players are getting stressed.
Well,
and he wants you to be able to wear jeans.
I got
to
tell you one thing. The only thing I would include that he did not mention is some sort of lighted board, you know, with a big screen where everything's, you know, with the newfangled lighting and it... You know, there's a square around the piece that's moved, you know, and all of the possibilities like that. Use that kind of visual.
Visual is what I think they need.
Anyway.
I'm into this. I'm all for the Cool Chess League.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool, but there's no way.
I'm not going to watch
I'm watching a chess match.
I'm going to. Because if they do this thing where they just jumble all the pieces and throw them on the board, I think that's interesting. Like, how is someone going to figure that out?
Sounds like Magnus Carlsen is doing something that only he could do.
That might be true.
As the number one player for the last 13 years.
Yeah, that might be true. But did you know that chess has never been this popular ever worldwide?
It's big time now. Huh?
Popularity has skyrocketed mostly because of the pandemic.
Well, that was something you could do, yeah.
But...
Chess is an interesting game. And have you played or have you not?
Oh, yeah, I love chess.
Yeah, I got to say that I don't love it. But because it's not Monopoly. Like, Monopoly used to be a fun board game, but it always gets old before the game's over. Right? Do you ever get to the end of a Monopoly game? You really never do.
You want
to
know what game?
You get tired of it.
What activity that I give up after 30 minutes every time? Poker. I'm not going to sit at a poker table for 5 hours and play
poker.
You
would if you were winning consistently.
I don't care. I just go all in at one point.
You find it boring.
Yeah, I just
can't. Oh, you're talking about, you know, you're not talking about dealer's choice where people
move
around. No,
hold'em poker.
You're talking about hold'em. Yeah, yeah, that can get a little tedious as well.
And when you're doing it at someone's house,
chess is another thing. How do you go over to somebody, how do you call somebody and go, hey, let's play a little chess tonight? It may take all night. It may not.
Any board game can take all night. Mm. Monopoly goes forever.
No, I'm not playing Monopoly.
Have you ever played Risk?
I don't know that I can compare Monopoly to chess.
Have you ever played Risk?
Yes, but it's too long also.
But they have a new game where they have made rules so you could speed it up.
In this world, we are about short, quick snippets.
That is true.
So I am a little surprised that chess has become this popular, unless you're playing more of a rapid match where you have like a minute to make your move.
I'm not sitting there for 5 minutes thinking about every single move. I'm just moving my piece and being...
I think you got to go, you know... One of my strategies in chess is to start trading pieces early. Get a lot of stuff off the board so I can see better.
Chris.
That's one of my strategies.
Well, how do you accomplish that?
Well, you force somebody to make a trade. Like, they don't have a choice.
What, you say, I'll give you your two bishops or your two rooks?
No, you put your rook in a position where if they don't take your rook, they're going to get nothing.
Ah, and like it.
Yeah, so they take yours, you take theirs, now you've made an exchange. I always like that.
Jacob makes a good point that it was mentioned in the article that Queen's Gambit helped raise the
profile of chess.
That show. I love that show.
It was a good show. I really like the game of chess. I really do. I think it's amazing. It's one of the oldest games in the history of history. But, you know what? Give this guy, Magnus Carlsen, his due. He's 34 years old. He's the number one guy in a sport that has played worldwide, but is not known to the general public. And he's trying to figure something out, which is nearly impossible to do.
Which is find eyeballs for chess?
Make chess interesting to watch.
I would rather...
And if nothing else, he's at least coming up with some things. A lot of people would sit there and go, we really need to make chess a little more exciting. But they wouldn't have anything to back that up.
Yeah.
He is at least thinking of things.
I don't even think he's thinking about it. I think he's making it happen. Like, he's going to try and start this league.
The CCA?
Oh, by the way, you were the bearer of misinformation, our guy Adam Paul on the chat.
What'd I say?
You said that Carlsen, he didn't beat Kasparov. They finished in a draw.
When he was 13?
I guess.
I can't argue.
Adam Paul's our best fact checker on the chat.
Whatever. I can't. I'm reading it right off of... Do you think I knew that? I was reading it off of a bio.
No, I don't think you knew that.
Yeah. Reading it off of a bio, so thank you. All right, timeout on the floor. And then Big Five. And we're probably not going to have any more chess talk. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Mr. Ello here. Mr. Scraby there. Before we get to the Big Five, little shout out. You know, we like to shout out these kids out there. Apparently, the San Diego State women's softball team has something going this year, Scrabe. Earlier in the year, they lost in extra innings to Oklahoma, which is like
the champion every time.
Yeah. So that kind of lets you know that maybe they, you know, have a decent squad. They were 3-2 coming into action today in Clearwater, Florida. They're in a tournament down there. Earlier today, they beat 12th-ranked Alabama. And just now, they knocked off Wake Forest. Grace Uribe had the game winner.
Nice.
For the Aztec women's softball team. So now 5-2 on the year. But you...
are you going to cry because they beat Alabama?
No kidding.
We need some tears of joy.
Beating Alabama in any sport is a good thing for San Diego State. Yes. I'm happy to see that. So, yeah. Keep a little eye on that team. They might have something. You know, Stacy Newman, the head coach there, is a Olympic hero back in the day. And she's taken over and done a good job. The Aztec softball program. The Aztec baseball team, I believe, opens up play tonight.
Is that right?
I think so. While I'm here, I might as well check that. I'm assuming if they start, probably USD is starting as
well. I think they start.
The Aztec baseball team season begins in 23 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They'll be taking on Seton Hall in Scottsdale, Arizona, and apparently the game is on MLB.com TV. Oh,
do you want to watch that, Chris?
That's MLB, not the network. It's on MLB.com.
USD is playing tonight at 6 p.m. against number 23 TCU.
Oh.
Here
is Braden calling that game?
I think so. Oh, you know what?
He's
going to
lose
about
his
this
mind.
The other day.
Braden has to call a TCU-USD baseball game. He won't know what to do.
He better call it down the middle.
No, he better not call it down the middle. He's being paid by USD.
That is true.
Don't be calling it down the middle, Braden. But we know what a TCU fanatic he is.
He's just going to hold up his frog hand.
It's going to be weird, man.
That is going to
be
Braden. That is going to be weird.
Especially when the Toreros beat his horned frogs.
Handily.
Handily, and he has to call the game.
Be like,
I got to tune into that somehow.
USD won again.
I imagine it'll be on USD.
It's on ESPN Plus.
Really?
Yeah.
The
USD versus TCU.
6 o'clock.
6
from
PM.
Fowler Park.
From Fowler Park.
I got a better idea.
What? Oh,
everybody
go
scrap
there?
What you're doing tonight and get on down and go say hi to Braden calling the TCU USD baseball. That's a good game.
Yeah.
Good game.
That is a good game.
All right. We like to root for those kids. We'll check traffic and then go to the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Can you mention what, was it Rob?
Rod said this in the chat, which is hilarious.
It's a funny line.
He said, oh yeah, hello, the wife will be really happy to go to a game today. Chris and I even mentioned once today that it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
One of my least favorite days of the year.
Sorry,
Singles
Squid.
Awareness Day for people like me.
Singles Awareness Day, SAD. See, that stands for sad.
Sad.
Well, Singles Awareness Day.
You know what I titled my Scraby show for tonight, Chris?
What?
I titled it, because you guys were so nice in calling me Lonely Boy a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I titled my Scraby show, The Lonely Boys Valentine's Day Spectacular.
Have fun with that. It starts at 6 o'clock. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to all of those Valentine's out there.
Yes.
But that's a good point, Rod. I doubt too many wives are going to be in the mood for college baseball as their Friday night Valentine's night out.
Not our listeners. Our listeners would be all about it. I can think of listeners right now that would be all about it. But I know what you're saying. I think there's other things going on tonight.
Number five.
All right. MLB Network, Chris, has... actually, let me start with this real quick. We were just talking about chess. They have the NBA Celebrity All-Star Basketball Game. T.O. is playing. Your hand is in the air.
There's a mascot on the floor playing in the game.
Yes, there is.
Okay, they've actually lost their minds.
I think it's hilarious. But would you rather watch chess or this?
Chess.
Okay, thank you.
There's actually a mascot in full getup out there playing in this game.
It's actually hilarious. Oh.
It's
the
not,
mascot's going off the
it's
floor
not
now.
Hilarious. It's stupid.
I forgot this game was in San Francisco.
Go ahead.
I mean, what is happening? Okay, I can't. I'm distracted in a million different directions today. MLB Network has finished putting out their list of the top 100 MLB players, and to no surprise, Shohei Ohtani is listed at number one, Chris.
Okay.
However, there is a growing portion of MLB media that has an issue with where they ranked Mike Trout. Now, they think it's blasphemous that Mike Trout is the number 39 ranked best player in baseball coming into this year. I actually think if you take last year and use it for guidance, 39 might be the right spot. But Chris, do you think it's blasphemous Mike Trout is number 39?
Only because he's been rated as the greatest player ever to lace up the sneakers.
I think that's died a little bit.
And I never, you know, I never agreed with that.
I know.
As
I know.
Much as he, you know, as good as I think he is, I've never completely fallen. I mean, the guy's already won three MVPs, Rookie of the Year, been an All-Star basically every year he's ever played except for last season. 39, though, the last two seasons, 10 home runs, 18 home runs. It's not Mike Trout of the 40, 45, 39. Yeah, I think 39 is about right. I mean, it's right now.
Yeah.
You don't get your all, you don't get your whole career put in there.
No, it's right now.
It's right now. I mean, he's not young any longer. He's 33 years old. I agree.
All right. I do too. He just can't stay healthy. If he can't stay healthy, then he's not going to be able to do anything for the team. But if he does stay healthy this year, he could easily be a top 10 player by the end of the year.
Three of his last 4 years, he's had major injury issues.
Yeah.
So that, and he's made the All-Star team two of those years anyway. But.
Well, that might be a fan vote or something.
36 games, 119. 82, and last year, 29. Yeah, he can't be much higher.
All right.
Number four.
Travis Kelce's playing future is one of the NFL's top offseason storylines, at least for the next month or so, because the Chiefs have reportedly given him until March 14th to decide whether or not he's going to play next season, The Athletic reports. Kelce is going to turn 36 this year. He's had one season. He has one season remaining on his contract, but he's actually due a $12.5 million roster bonus on March 15th, which was why they want the decision by March 14th. I'm up first. Is it fair to put a deadline on him? I think there's a couple guys that you can't put a deadline on to decide. Aaron Rodgers just runs with that anyway. But Travis Kelce doesn't seem like a guy who's going to hold a team hostage on whether or not he's going to play next year. Is it fair to put a deadline on him? I think it is, because you don't want to have to pay money that you're not going to actually be getting the services of Travis Kelce.
Wait a second. He makes $15 million if he's on the roster March 15th?
Correct.
Well, why in God's name would he make the decision before that then?
Well, because they need to know whether or not he's going to play next year.
Never mind what they need. If he's on the roster March 15th, they're giving him $15 million.
I think they could probably...
They're going to revoke the money if he retires?
That's a good question. I don't
Thank
know
you.
The answer to that. But... Huh.
I will say this.
They're giving him an ultimatum.
I know. Well, they want him to decide. But I wouldn't decide if I were him. Here's the thing with Travis Kelce. I'm seeing a ton of stuff. The last...
How Should long he ago? Retire?
No, not that. How long ago was the Super Bowl? Last Sunday?
Yeah.
The last 4 days has been a destroy Travis Kelce mission by people out there. They keep showing him missing a block, being a little lazy, not running down the field.
Eye in the sky doesn't lie.
Yeah, let's tear
apart. I saw those blocks, too.
He missed a block.
He missed a couple blocks let's that ended up getting his quarterback sacked.
Let's tear apart one of the greatest tight ends of all time.
That's what we do.
I think the shade that he's getting is a little much.
I do, too. But
he didn't have a great game in the Super Bowl, but he's pretty much been legit playoff performer in his career, would you not say?
Yeah, he passed Jerry Rice in a bunch of things. You don't pass Jerry Rice unless you are a legend.
I'm thinking Jerry might have missed a block or two as well.
I don't think it mattered if Jerry missed a block. He wasn't supposed to chip the tight end or the defensive end coming down, Chris.
Well, they ran a few sweeps in Jerry's direction, I'm sure.
Oh, and Jerry was all over it. Jerry was a hard worker.
Number three.
We may have a little indication about what position Travis Hunter is going to play in the NFL after it was announced he's going to be entering the NFL Combine later this month as a defensive back, Chris.
Yeah.
So do you think that's the best way to go for him?
Yeah, I do. I think size-wise, he doesn't project to me to be a sensational NFL receiver. You used to be able to be Mark Clayton or Mark Duper or...
Oh, yeah, Mark Duper.
Well, you don't remember him.
No, I've never heard of Mark Duper.
Well, Duper and Clayton were the superstar receivers for Dan Marino, and they were both about 5 foot two. I mean, that was the thing that was incredible, that Marino could get the ball to these guys anyway.
That is true.
Receivers are not that tall anymore. I mean, they're not that small anymore.
True.
A.J. Brown. I mean, you got to have a little more size than Travis Hunter does to be a successful receiver.
Yeah.
So I think he's making the right move, yes.
I heard a whole
break. But he could also run a few plays at receiver.
I guarantee
you, know, once
you
he makes
they
the
have
team.
Him. Yeah. They have him do some offensive stuff every once in a while. I saw a really interesting discussion about him and what he's better at, and they were saying if you want to make more money, be a wide receiver. You'll probably make more money there. If you want a long career where you're actually good, be a defensive back. So I think he's following in the right. He's going in the right direction. And Deion also was a defensive back. He could tell him, hey, you're probably going to be better in the league at defensive back than wide receiver. So
I don't know that Deion has as much to do with it as you might think. Travis Hunter's 6'1", so he's not as tiny as Clayton and Duper. But he still doesn't factor in my mind from the eye test. I see him more as a DB.
I would love to see him as a safety. Just maybe even a corner. But anyway, that's what he's going to do.
Number two.
We may finally be getting the race I guess we all asked for, Chris. It's being reported your guy Tyreek Hill and American sprinter Noah Lyles are going to race. And basing this off of previous comments of Noah Lyles, 60 meters is going to be the distance. Did you know that 60-meter dash is a thing?
Yes. Indoors, it used to be a big deal.
I did not know, but I guess Noah Lyles does a 60-meter thing. I'm up first. Are you
the reason that 60 meters was big in the indoor world is because
they didn't have enough room?
Didn't have more room, yeah.
Am I interested in this?
Noah Lyles is the guy who won the gold medal this year.
Oh, yeah, he's
in one
great.
Of the greatest races in the history of sprinting.
Yeah.
So just for people who don't know who he is.
Oh, no, totally. This has been going on for a while, but
he's the reigning Olympic champion. Tyreek Hill says he's the fastest person on Earth, so they're going to race.
I am not into this at all. I'm out on Tyreek Hill for good now.
For good?
Yeah. I didn't like how he left your team at the end of the year and then is like, oh, hey, sorry, everybody.
It was a bunch of bull.
Sorry, everybody. I just trashed all of you. But
absolutely nobody took anything Tyreek said seriously because he's not to be taken seriously.
Yeah, I'm not interested in this at all. Are you?
Not really. My best guess is that Tyreek will strain a muscle and that'll be it for the first 6 months of the season. That's how things usually work out for the Dolphins.
The clues is he's going to make excuses about something.
I would like to see Tyreek Hill concentrate on returning to any kind of form close to what he used to be. Because he went from one of the most unstoppable weapons in football to an absolute nothing last year. So this race means nothing to me.
Yeah, it's a little...
personally.
It's a couple years too late. It's like the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. Just too late in time. Or Pacquiao, that's what I meant. Not Conor McGregor. What are we on now? One.
Number one.
On Thursday, this is another NFL Combine topic. On Thursday, the NFL released the names of all the prospects, and, you know, the usual suspects are there. Miami's Cam Ward. We already talked about Colorado's Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders. Penn State's Abdul Carter. Boise State's Ashton Gentry are among some of those being invited. One player who will not be in attendance is Colorado safety Shiloh Sanders. He was not invited to the Combine.
Colorado, not Colorado State.
I said Colorado safety.
Oh, safety. Oh, Shiloh Sanders, not yes. Shador.
No, Shador's been invited. Shiloh
had zero interceptions last
year.
I don't want to underrate the guy, but it's not like he did a whole lot.
Did you know that he's 25? He's a lot older than I thought he was.
No.
But he played 19 games in two seasons with the Buffaloes, and he had 122 total tackles and one interception in his career.
Must have been
Buffaloes.
Last year. It wasn't this year.
Here's a totally scraby question, Chris, but why doesn't Deion push for the success of Shiloh like he does for Shador?
So he's got a moneymaker, and he's got a maybe maker.
There it is. There it is.
Number one. Number two, you don't know for sure that he's not supporting his other son just as much.
I see him on all the news saying, Shador needs to go number one. And no
well,
one ever
Shiloh's
asked about
not
Shiloh.
Shiloh's not in competition to go number one.
I think Shador being in competition to be number one is because Deion talks about it so much.
You know who I would take number one? And this is off the top of my head because I'm a terrible judge of talent. I would take Abdul Carter. Penn State. He's a game wrecker.
Game wreckers are good.
I think he is.
You know the last game wrecker that was drafted? Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter is a game wrecker, but he's a dope.
I think he's grown up a little bit.
I hope so. He couldn't go a lot lower.
I wish Dion would love Shiloh as much as he loves Shador.
Well, I don't know. Ask your parents. They probably liked your brother more than you.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? If I asked them who the favorite kid was, they would say, oh, we don't have a favorite kid. But I was an alcoholic that made their life a living you-know-what.
Yes,
for
it was easy
years.
To vote for your brother on that one.
No, it's my sister. She's the favorite.
Sister's the number one.
Oh, yeah. She's number one by far. By far, Chris.
You at least get a bronze medal in the family?
Now, because I've turned it around. Before, they were willing to let me go. So
back in the day with, you had two siblings besides yourself.
Yeah, brother and a sister, and I'm the oldest.
Right. So back in the day, your parents would have given out a gold and a silver. You would not have even been in the running
for
a bronze.
Oh, you're still alive? That's enough of an award. Because,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not great.
It wasn't great. There was a period of time where my family did not want me
You've
around.
Improved matters dramatically, and we're proud of you for that.
Yes, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that he doesn't love Shiloh
as
much.
I know, I'm joking.
Shador is the moneymaker, though.
Shador is the moneymaker. Yeah, he's the quarterback, too.
He's the quarterback. Is anybody out there think Shador Sanders, other than Dion, does anybody really think Shador is the guy that's going to go take over the Giants or somebody and lead them to something great? I didn't see it in college.
I didn't see it in college.
I
either.
Saw it once in a while, but very, you know, not enough to convince me.
Yeah, I don't know about it either. There was a stat that I read earlier today that he holds on to the ball longer than anyone in college football. He had over two seasons, he had the most sacks, or he was sacked the most of all the quarterbacks in college football.
Get him with Kellen Moore.
Oh.
Kellen will.
I also don't like this whole thing where Dion's like kind of going to manipulate where he goes.
How is he going to do that?
I don't know, because he keeps talking about how Shador is not going to just go play for any team. He's going to play for the right team.
Okay.
I love Dion, the player.
You really don't like
Dion. I love Prime
Time.
You
don't like him.
I don't love Coach Prime.
You don't.
I love Prime Time, not Coach Prime.
Happy Hour's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.